On Monday, the North Carolina House voted against a bill to redistrict the Greensboro City Council. And with a count of 35 to 73, it wasn't even close. That means the issue is done for this year, right? Nope. Representatives found themselves voting on the measure again Thursday, twice. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports on what happened.
If at first you don't succeed, take it up with the conference committee.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conferees met.
Said Republican Representative Pat Hurley. House and Senate negotiators hastily arranged changes both chambers could, in theory, agree upon. The Greensboro Council is currently comprised of 8 members, 3 of which are elected at large. The original bill shrunk the size of the council from 8 members to 7. The conference committee decided maybe 8 was a good number after all, said Hurley.
I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Democrat Representative Rick Glaser had one.
Just who do we think we are?
He had a problem with representatives voting again on a measure they had already overwhelmingly defeated, and that they were being asked to support a plan
that is multiply double bunking all of the minority members.
Double bunking, by the way, is when you force 2 incumbents to run for re-election in the same district. And this revised bill still redraws districts in a very partisan way, said Democrat Pricey Harrison.
None of the Republicans have been double bunked, and one Democrat that hasn't been double bunked has been put into a Republican district.
This bill was sponsored by Republican Senator Trudy Wade. She's backed by other powerful senators, including Bob Rucho of Mecklenburg. So Representative Harrison asked her House colleagues this.
I don't know why the House is conceding to the bullies in the Senate.
She was not alone. Here's Democrat Cecil Brockman.
They're a bunch of bullies, and they've been threatening every one of you.
Republican John Blust elaborated.
There have been some indications that what they want in the Senate could be affected by how they vote on this.
Meaning, if true, some House members were told their legislation would die in the Senate if they voted against the Greensboro bill.
50 having voted in the affirmative and 53 in the negative.
But just enough representatives did for the measure to fail again. Then, after a 45-minute recess and a caucus meeting, the House brought up the bill a third time, and it passed 57 to 46. Minutes later, the Senate also passed the conference bill. North Carolina statutes say redistricting bills don't need the governor's signature, so now it's law. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.